It's a celebration here at Schooled in Socials all April long because the podcast is turning a year old. I seriously cannot believe that I've gotten the opportunity to be in the ears of amazing teacherpreneurs, helping them uplevel their social media marketing for one whole year. And because Schooled in Socials wouldn't be what it is today without all of you, we're doing a month-long giveaway that you're not going to want to miss. Two lucky listeners are going to win a quarterly data analysis from me. That's right. You're going to get my eyeballs on your Instagram data and my brain in your business to help you figure out what to post to reach your goals. So if you're someone who is always dreading coming up with post ideas, or maybe you just really want to get strategic this year and stop throwing spaghetti at the wall every time you post, this quarterly data analysis is perfect for you. Now, in order to be entered into the giveaway, we're going to play a little party game. You're going to download the bingo board from the show notes, complete one bingo, either down, across, diagonal for one entry, or you can go for a blackout for five entries, and then you're going to email me your completed board to kfostersolutions@gmail.com by April 30th at midnight. Winners will be drawn on May 1st. As a reminder, this giveaway is not associated with any social media channels such as Instagram or Facebook, and is open to listeners 18 years of age or older. I can't wait to spend this month celebrating Schooled in Socials with all of you. If hiring a social media manager has been lingering in the back of your mind, you're going to love today's episode where I get to chat with fellow teacherpreneur Jules K, all about her experience hiring out social media management. Jules is a CEO, cat mom, and organizational nerd, and is known for her multi-passionate mentality in business. From her master's in writing rhetoric to her experience both in and out of the classroom, she has learned exactly how to streamline processes and make an impact. Dedicated to bringing balance back into the business world, Jules offers a variety of quick masterclasses, DIY workbooks, and templates to get you started from wherever you are right now. She supports online business owners to set up their systems and get the work-life balance they deserve. So teacher authors, go ahead and reheat that cup of coffee because I'm your host, Cassandra Foster, and we're about to get Schooled in Socials. Welcome back to Schooled in Socials. I'm so excited to have Jules here with us today so she can talk about her personal experience with hiring a social media manager for her teacherpreneur business. So let's chat a little bit about why you decided to hire a social media manager for your business in the first place.
So for hiring a social media manager, I actually tried several times. And that was because I knew that I could not achieve the balance that I was promoting to everyone else unless I started delegating. And that is one of the big things that I talk about all the time with systems is like create your task blueprint because you need to figure out what is essential for you, what is something that you can automate, and what is something that you need to delegate. And one of those things for me is like, sure, I can do the social media on my own. And I was doing the social media on my own, but I wasn't efficient enough with it. And it wasn't a priority for what I specifically needed to do in the business in order to get everything done. Because as the solopreneur, you're trying to handle all of the hats. And so for me, I was like, I need to get someone in on here. I started actually with a Pinterest manager and I tried one social media manager that I found on Fiverr and it did not work out. It was a very bad experience. So it took me like 3 months after that to kind of come back. And then I found you and I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I need the help. Please help me now. And it really made things so much easier because once someone else took over, I was able to then focus on making sure that the blogs were done, adding new products and doing the things that were essential for me that I could not hire someone else to do. And I even eventually, once all of my social media stuff was set up, then I added a copywriter. So then that was one more task off my list. But I had to make sure that I had the correct systems in place so that I could delegate that out to other people.
Yeah, for sure. Because without those systems in place, having someone start in your business can feel
harder than it was just doing it on your own. And so it was great. When I came into Jules's business, she pretty much already had kind of a system going, and we married it to the system that I usually use with clients. And we got such a nice workflow so that I could use her long form content and repurpose that, as well as promote what needed to be promoted depending on what she was working on at the time. So I don't think I've ever started with a client that had such a solid system as you did. So if you are thinking about hiring a social media manager, make sure you have a system for your social media to begin with, because you want to get an idea of what that workflow is going to feel like. Mm-hmm. And again, like Jules, you're probably still going to want to delegate it, and that's fine. But then you'll understand why your social media manager is asking for XYZ or doing things in this way or that way. And that is going to make a more comfortable transition for you for sure.
And on that point, I think that it helps both of us, because that's what went wrong with the Fiverr person that I hired. I had no systems. I did not know how anything worked. And I don't think she did either. She did not have any systems. Unfortunately, she was just starting out, and I ended up having to redo a lot of things. And so that was causing more of a thing. And that's why I didn't stick with that person. But with us, by the time we started working together, I had already created that system based on my experience. And saying, okay, well, that's not going to work. I need to know what goes into this. And even if it was just like, I needed to know what the steps were and where to house everything, so mm-hmm. that it doesn't have to be like I created all of the content and then just said, okay, you take over. Right. It was just a simplistic, like, okay, all of this stuff is in Google. All of my blogs are done on the 17th. You can access them here. This is in the Airtable. This is where you get my products in order to see this. Here's where my brand colors are and all of my pictures. All of those things were housed in a way that you could access them so easily. And that is the system. It's just the organization of that system and what tasks need to be done and what you need for each of those tasks that make delegation a lot easier by having the system in place.
One thing, if you're listening to this, that you might not have thought of is your social media manager to effectively implement a strategy for you and to help you meet your goals using social media is going to need access to a lot of your stuff. It's not just going to be like, here's my Instagram login, go for it. Like, they're going to need access to your long form content, whether those are blog posts or podcasts or YouTube videos. They're going to need access to your products so that they can actually see them, to describe them, make mockups, things like that. They're going to need access to any product photography or like business photography that you've had done so that they can take advantage of that. So thinking about having all of those pieces organized before hiring out makes it a lot easier to hand your social media off to someone else, because then you can say, this is where this is housed. This is where this is housed. This is where this is housed. You can get into all of it, right? And then they can go and they can do their thing and grab everything that they need.
Well, and then the social media manager is allowed to enhance that information. They don't have to worry about finding everything. Instead, they can focus on the strategy. They can focus on the images. They can focus on the sales. They can focus on whatever is the point of the social media for that week, right? So like, you get to do your job more effectively because you don't have to search for it. And I get to do less of a job because I don't have to search for those things to give to you.
Right. Exactly. It will feel like you've actually gotten it off your plate because your social media manager won't be bugging you every 5 minutes to find things.
Right. And I even feel like over the last, I don't even remember how long we've been working together, but over the last bit of time, we have even streamlined that process because I learned new ways of doing the system, new functionalities, and mm-hmm. you opened my eyes to Airtable. And that was just the change of everything. I moved everything from my Excel and my Word documents into Airtable. So everything is all in the exact same place. And now it's even easier to find everything.
Yes, for sure. So what do you feel like hiring a social media manager? You talked about it a little bit, but what do you feel like hiring a social media manager allowed you to focus on as a CEO?
So I think the biggest thing for me is my brain was going in too many directions when I was trying to handle social media. And that takes up so much of your time, especially since like on Instagram specifically, it it pulls you in, and then you're quote unquote searching for trending audio for 3 hours, yeah. even though you're really just watching reels. Mm-hmm. Or you're looking at like, what are the different images, and you're creating all of these ideas, but then you don't have the executive functioning to actually do that stuff because now you have spent all of your capacity looking through all of the reels and looking through all of the content, and it gets overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I have an issue with making sure that I have only a certain number of spoons that I can use during the day. So if I start using too many, just scrolling social media to find ideas,
right.
then I'm going to waste that stuff, and I'm not going to be able to have the capacity to be creative, to think of new things, to know that everything is being handled behind the scenes, the strategy, the images, the copy, everything is being done. And I just get to focus on the things that are really important to moving the needle forward in my business. Mm-hmm. So I get to focus on my masterclasses, right? I just started launching those this year, and I've now got the masterclasses up. I've got all of these DIY resources, but it takes time and creativity to write all of those. You've seen all of my stuff. So you know that my guides are 20 pages long because they have all of the content that you might need
right.
in that one place to go at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout all of that, I really have to slow down and allow myself to go take a walk, or, you know, go do something that is new and creative so that I can get those creative juices flowing to create brand new content in the form of products and resources, my email list, the things that I really enjoy doing. And the reason I went into business, those are the things that I always wanted to focus on. And social media and even copywriting, those things, though I enjoy them and I like them, at the capacity that they need to happen for business
mm-hmm.
is not functional for me to do that. And
yes,
it's not an improv class.
Right. And I'm so glad that you brought up that it wasn't that you like hated creating social media content, that you decided to get it off your plate. So even if you don't hate social media, creating social media content for your business, but you are realizing that you don't have enough creative spoons for the other things that you really want to be doing in your business and that are the needle movers of your business, that might be another indication that you might want to delegate your social media marketing to someone else.
Right. Yeah. Delegation is really the quintessential thing that moves you from in your business to working through your business. Like, you get to see from the manager perspective versus the worker perspective. And by being the manager, that's where you start to get more of that balance back in your entire business. Because when we're in the thick of it, right, we have so many things going on all at the exact same time that it's really hard to multitask in that way. And I'm a fantastic multitasker, unless I'm hyper-focused, but I'm a fantastic multitasker, and I can get things done in a variety of different ways. But there's something different about just knowing that that thing is being taken care of. And now I have more energy to dedicate to the things that really matter.
Yeah. It allows you to, you know, kind of pull back and see things from a different perspective when you're able to delegate and get things like social media off your plate.
Mm-hmm.
So all in all, in your opinion, was it worth it to hire a social media manager?
100%. 100%. Like,
that makes me feel good.
Just the ease of it, like the stress relief of it is insurmountable in cost. Because, and you know, I had to budget for a little while. Like, there were some dips and flows in the business, as there always are, especially like over summer and mm-hmm. things like that. So even during those times, I knew that consistency was going to be better for my business, and that I needed to persevere through that and know that it's going to have an impact long term. That with social media, it is not just a one viral thing. Sure, that can happen, but it's not as likely as people seem to make it
right.
Right. And becoming viral is not really what you need. What you want as a business owner is you want people to have that like, know, and trust factor. You want people to really know who you are. And I also appreciated that you were willing to work within the systems that I had and allow me to have that balance, allow me to focus on other things, but also that you were there to give advice. Right. Because the social media manager does so much more than just posting. So from the get-go, you think, oh, social media manager is just saying, all right, I have these Canva documents and I'm going to do it. And so people are like, I don't need to pay someone to do that. But doing all of those Canva documents, all of that copy, plus posting it, and then you also have the strategy behind it, as well as working within the system. And you were even to be able to be like, hey, I know you had a question about how often you should be on stories and how to make it more of a habit. Here's some information on that. And I just went with it and ran.
Yeah.
So it's like the wealth of knowledge that you have that you were able to share with me was absolutely fantastic as I really started to come into the confidence of just being on social media, because I absolutely didn't have that, especially being in the classroom where I was never on social media. Like that was the thing, like, don't go on social media. We had such a fear of getting, you know, caught on social media with a drink in our hand. Like, oh gosh, a parent is going to find me. So moving from that environment and that mentality into social media and showing my face all the time, oh goodness, I could applaud. Because that was such a difficult transition, but hiring someone out that was able to not just take like the stock footage and my brand, but also me and make it so that I'm more comfortable creating reels and knowing that I have the capacity to make reels on my own on maybe Saturday or Sunday and knowing that the rest of the week was covered. So it happens in so many different stages because you were able to, you know, work first, I think it was 6 days, then it was 5 days. And like, I was able to add more things myself just whenever I felt like it, whenever I had the capacity to do a little bit more, or I had an idea to share on Reels, I was able to add that on knowing that everything was already set. And if I didn't do it, it was still going to be okay.
Right. And I think one really important thing that you talked about is looking at your social media manager truly as part of your team, because that is where you are going to get the most results. Not if you just say, here's all my stuff, can you go create content for me? But if you bring them in to your whole marketing plan, that's where the magic really happens. Like keeping them abreast of like things you're planning on launching, new resources you're creating, bringing them in when you're having meetings about those things or meetings about your long form content and things like that. I think those are things that people don't necessarily think about or think about bringing their social media manager into the fold for, but that is how they are going to be able to create the best and most strategic content for you. Like I know, like with you, Jules, you are working on launching something and I made sure that I got the information from you as well as the other person that you were working with so that we could make a plan for social media. I've done that with clients in the past where I've, you know, gotten on and they're like, hey, I'm launching this thing and I'm working with so-and-so. And I'll be like, can I come? Like, would that be okay with you? And it's just so beneficial to have everyone basically on the meeting at the same time, working through what the marketing plan is, what that funnel is going to look like. And that allows them to make strategic content for you. And that's where you're going to see the benefits of hiring a social media manager is when they can truly create strategic content for you and not just pushing those Canva graphics out the door any which way, right? To say that you're posting something on social media. So I think that was a really important point that you made.
Yeah.
All right. Last thing I like to ask everyone that I interview, what has been your favorite part of using social media to market your business?
So I think that adding social media marketing and adding someone to help me with social media marketing, it has helped me understand my audience more. And not just because I have, you know, templates ready. And of course I make templates and I love templates. You know, I do, but it's less about having like the actual social media there and more about the community that it creates through social media. It is a social platform. So whenever I have people that are responding to a post, I am immediately on there like, okay, I've made a friend.
Right.
I'm DMing with people often whenever they respond to my stories. We have, you know, a 5-minute conversation or a 10-minute conversation, sometimes a 2-hour conversation, whatever it naturally becomes. But it is creating connections through this business, especially since I work with other business owners. It's a connection that we all have with each other where like, I know what you're going through, you know what I'm going through. And that enhances being online, and it makes it more comfortable sharing stuff online, because as I said before, I did not want to be online and it took me a minute to transition to that. But now that I'm a little bit more confident in those things and I'm willing to share things on social and I'm willing to share things on stories, I feel like I am getting more of a reward in the community aspect of getting to know exactly who my audience is, what they need, where they're coming from. And that in and of itself is market research, but it is ultimately that community building that helps me continue forward. Even when it's hard, I can continue forward because I know that at any point in time, I can reach out to any of these people and be like, hey, imposter syndrome's being a B today.
Right. 100%. No, I think it's so important to realize that being social on social is so important. And sometimes hiring out social media, getting a social media manager, allows you to actually be more social on social media and have that brain space to have those conversations with people and to grow those like human connections, right? Like you said, yes, it's market research. It gives you a lot of information about where else to go in your business, but it also just like feels good as a human being to build a community with someone else. So that's really important.
Absolutely. Going into social media has been like a roller coaster. It's gone from like, I am terrified of this being, this beast that I feel like I now need to figure out to, hey, I kind of like creating these Canva graphics. But moving into the community aspect of it, the actual creative community aspect of social media and what it was meant to be, makes it so much easier to have a business that is on social media. It feels less taxing, even though you're technically selling something.
Right. So if people want to be social with you and connect with you, where can they find you?
So I am on Instagram, as we know. So that is at Jewels of Teaching. And Jewels is spelled J-E-W-E-L-S because I like to be fancy and have double entendres. So so Jewels of Teaching. And then, of course, my website, www.jewelsofteaching.com, is where you can find all of the things about me. I post a blog every single week about all of the information that they might need to know about any of those systems they might want to develop. And I even have some things on social media managers on there, actually, and creating a social media system. So they can always go check those things out. Those are my big two. I'm also, of course, on Pinterest and things like that, but mostly I'm on Instagram.
Awesome. And I'll make sure that I link both of those down in the show notes for any of you who'd like to connect with Jewels. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you.
All right, Cold Coffee friends. Thanks so much for listening. If you're loving getting schooled in socials, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, I would love it if you left a review so that other teacher authors like you can start getting schooled in socials too. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.